A good way to visualize and understand the epiphanies that arise in moments of transition, the deeper truths we come to recognize when the outer surface of our lives are shattered or cracked or disrupted, is the concept and idea of a fruit and its peel. When you look at a fruit, let's take an orange, it has an orange peel. And if you didn't know better, you wouldn't even know there's a fruit inside. You're living on the outside level, you see a peel. When you peel it open, you suddenly have the juicy orange emerge. The same thing is with other fruits, nuts. Some of them have thinner and more translucent peels, and some have much thicker peels or husks. Take a walnut, take a coconut, very thick husk, shell. You take a grape or an olive or an apple, much thinner membrane. But almost everything in existence has the fruit within and the membrane or the husk or the shell or the peel, no matter how hard it may be, and the outside to protect it. When we have that perspective in place, everything is in good shape. When the distortion takes place and you suddenly value or worship the peel more than the fruit within, the husk instead of the fruit, then we have a problem. Because you're taking the secondary, the means, and giving it primary importance. In truth, the peel is only there to protect the fruit. The same thing with our lives. In existence, there's a surface level of existence. What we experience really on a sensory dimension. And then there's the fruit within. You meet somebody. On the surface, their body language, their face, facial expressions, their face may say one message, but then there's a personality within. There's a fruit within. None of us want to be judged by our covers. But at the same time, you need a body. You need the outside surface. When life is going normally, so to speak, quote unquote, the routine, we don't look within. But when there's a crack to the eggshell, yet another shell, then suddenly you start seeing, one second, there's a whole life going on beneath the surface. That is how an epiphany emerges.